So this isn't my car. This car, this one right here, it isn't mine. Am I the only one that misplaces their car? Please tell me I'm not the only one. I cannot be the only person in the world who never knows where their car is parked. You are now listening to Miss Bully. I can't even lie, I misplace my car a lot. I can never remember where I parked my car. And it's really bad because there are times where I've walked around in parking lots, particularly on the pier, looking for my car. Furthermore, when I park on the pier and security sees me, they always ask me where I park my car because they know when I'm leaving, I will forget. So they just remember for me. And then when I'm leaving, they tell me where my car is parked. Isn't that great customer service? I mean, it isn't their job, but it's really quite helpful. But the fact that they do that for me shows how famous I am for losing my car because every single security guard on the pier does that for me. To make matters worse, my car is a popular car on the island. I drive a black Kia Sportage, so while not knowing where my car is parked, I also have to make sure that the car is mine. You would think that I would look at the license plate, right? Nope. I don't do that. I'm probably one of the smartest, ditziest people you would ever meet in life. You would be amazed at the things I can do and be shocked at the things I would do at the same time. I think of it like a superpower, isn't it? No? Anyway, moving on. So let me tell you about one of the times I misplaced my car. I went down to the DMV to renew my license, I think. Well, I was down in the vicinity of the DMV. I probably wasn't going there. I don't even remember why I was there. But anyway, I was there. And upon returning to a black Kia Sportage, I noticed that the lights didn't flash at me. I'm not too sure if all models do this, but when I approach my car and I have my key on me, the lights flash. That probably should have been my first indicator that that car wasn't mine, but the battery in my key was dying and I kept forgetting to replace it. So I figured that it was too dead to be recognized by the car. So I pressed the button on my key and the doors didn't unlock. I pressed the button on the door itself, which is supposed to unlock if I have the key on me. And again, the door didn't unlock. The lady in one of the stores came out and said, "Oh, you can't get into your car? You just got out of it. It's so strange that you can't get back into it now." And now looking back on it, she was probably one of the reasons why I thought that was my car. I mean, she said that I just got out of it, right? So that means that is my car. So in effort to help me, she left and she came back with two men. They tried their best to get that car open. They were probably trying for 20 minutes and they still couldn't get the car open. After I thought that they had tried enough, I thanked them both and I told them that I will just have someone bring me a battery to put in my key. So while I'm on the phone walking further down the parking lot, what do I see? A black Kia Sportage that flashes lights at me. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? I was so embarrassed. What if those men had gotten that car open? Do you know how embarrassed I would have been? Do you know how embarrassing it would have been to be sitting in a car and realizing that, oh, this isn't mine. Oh, those shoes aren't mine. Whose car is this? Do you know how crazy that would have been? Yo, like, I'm really lucky they couldn't get into that car because if they had gotten to that car, can you imagine the trouble that would have been? I still lose my car every now and again. What can I say? When I get out of my car, I'm too focused on the things that I need to do to pay attention to where I parked my car. Anyway, I learned two things that day. One, look at the license plate number of a car before I assume it's mine. And two, which is related to number one, make sure a car is mine before I have people help me break into it. And that's a very important lesson. If you take away anything from this podcast today or anything from my story today, let it be number two. Make sure a car is yours before you have people help you break into it. It won't end well. Anyway, this is Miss Brulee signing out. Until next time.